Joining me now is Lady Bison and Bison head golf coach Tim Martin. Coach, state golf is this weekend in Warland. Let's start off by talking about Green Hills Golf Course. Tell us a little bit about this golf course.
Warland's got a very nice golf course. And I think one of the things that I like most about it is that it's fair. You know, there's not a whole lot of unseen hazards and things like that, Brady. And so from that standpoint, I think the kids will enjoy it.
And have you guys, have you golfed that golf course yet this season?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're here right now, and we're going to get a practice round today. Some of the kids have actually played it before, but, you know, it's good to get back on them and, you know, get an idea how the green speeds are and where the hazards are at, water, out of bounds, those kinds of things.
You know, you talk about green speeds, and just because you played a course before doesn't mean the speeds of the green are going to be the same. It has a lot to do with how much moisture you've had recently and that sort of thing. Do you find that to be a factor?
Oh, for sure, yeah. But this place, it's lush. You know, Worland's been kind of like everywhere else in Wyoming, and they've had an abundance of moisture, and it sure makes the golf course is a lot prettier. This time of year, things kind of start drying out around the edges where the sprinklers don't reach, but that really hasn't been the case much this year.
And, Coach, sometimes weather can be an issue during state golf, but I checked the forecast, calling for clear skies, warm temps with fairly calm winds Friday and Saturday in Warland. That's got to make the golfers happy.
Well, it makes the coach happy. Well, that's one less thing a guy has to worry about, whether or not you're going to get rained out or lightninged out, or in the case of 2013, snowed out. We've had a little bit of everything.
Absolutely. It is nice to see that the weather's going to cooperate this weekend. So let's talk about the team specifically, the Lady Bison. Talk a little bit about the Lady Bison golfers and expectations for state.
Well, we brought two girls, and Ella Sanders and Addie Bettinger. And I looked for both of them to have a decent weekend. They're the women's side of things here in Worland are a little bit shorter than some of the golf courses that we see, and both the girls are basically hitting, I hope, their stride this week. We struggled last week down in Wheatland, and it wasn't just the girls, both the boys and the girls teams, for whatever reason, didn't have their best stuff, but I think things are going to turn around and we're going to play well.
All right. And then on the other side for the Bison, what are the expectations for the boys?
Well, our boys we have a couple of kids that are pretty solid, Wyatt Waller and Cooper Myers, and I look for them to both have a good week. Jackson Darnell, Jake Geraghty, and Brady Engling are other three, and those guys, you know, if we can get them down under that 90 number for a couple of days in a row, that will be a pretty successful weekend for the boys' side of things as well.
And then overall, who's kind of expected to win these tournaments from around the state for both the girls and boys?
Well, on the boys' side, I know that Evanston is solid. Riverton is solid. Lander is solid. On the girls' side, I'm not quite as sure. I do know that Green River is pretty good. Wheatland is pretty good. Erica Cook from Lovell is really a solid player. I'm not too sure she has quite enough support to pull off the state championship, but I'm pretty sure those three girls' teams will be right in there. And then on the boys' side, Evanston again is really good. I think probably they would probably even win it on the 3A side, or excuse me, the 4A side.
Wow.
Riverton is good. Like I said, Lander is solid too. But anyway, it'll be interesting to watch.
Absolutely. We're talking with Buffalo Bison and Lady Bison golf coach Tim Martin. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time here today.
You betcha, Brady. Thank you.